Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Joining us on the line, college financial planner Jeff Boron, talking about the decision to go to school and how it is way different this year than it has been in the past. Jeff, thanks for coming on with us again. You know, in the past, we've talked to you a lot about planning, the forms you need to file out. I mean, this time around, more and more we're talking with you about the decision itself and how that's different for a lot of kids this year.
Well, you know, Brian, it is very, very different because the classrooms are going to look totally different. Some of the colleges are staggering students. Some days they'll be online learning. Some days they'll be in the classroom. There'll be a lot of restrictions on some of the activities and clubs and organizations and things that the college experience typically involves.
I'm wondering too, Jeff, if students and parents could be on different paths. I mean, the students are saying, you know, whether classes are in person or remote, they want to go. And parents might be saying, why are we paying a full tuition bill for remote learning, right?
You're right. Well, you know, as far as the full tuition bill, you know, what we see out there is a lot of the schools are in financial difficulty because of COVID. There's even some schools across the U.S. that were not able to refund costs of dorming for students they sent home when COVID flared up. So, you know, expecting a big break in tuition. But we have been successful in several cases of going back, especially for students starting their first year in the fall, of appealing the award, because things are far different than when the parents or we filed their college financial forms in October of last year. And we've gotten some discounts. We've gotten some things for the students to make it a little more cost effective. But it's a totally different world out there.
I mean, we were kind of nearing a point where the cost of college has gone up and up so much that you were wondering if it was worth it before this, and now you're taking all these factors into effect too.
Well, you know, college, the data will show for most majors, which are employable, college is a positive return on investment. However, you know, parents and students that are thinking about this college experience going away, living in the dorms, you know, being on your own, that's a totally different world. We've got 25% of the colleges out there right now have not made a decision as far as how classes and dorms will reopen. We've got colleges that are trying to go with single occupant dorm rooms. However, that presents a problem because now they've got capacity issues and they're renting spaces in local hotels or apartments. It's going to be a very different experience. We've also got a number of students that we've worked with who are going to take a gap year. They're just not good and don't enjoy online learning. They don't feel they're really getting the material and it's working for them. So they're just going to say, I'm going to wait this semester or two semesters out, and hopefully COVID goes away.
Have you seen any data, Jeff, on what happens if a student takes a year off? Are they likely or less likely to go back?
I haven't seen any specific data, but just, you know, on the years of experience that I have, for many, it can be a really good idea. For those students that are going to school and going because they, quote, should, but really don't have an understanding of why they're there and what major and if they're at the right college, it might help you know, understand a little bit, and then actually working out in the real world, as we say, and saying, well, gee, this isn't for me. I don't want to make minimum wage. I want to go back to school. It can be healthy.
Well, here's the thing this year. When you talk about taking that gap year and then instead going out and working in the real world, finding out what you want to do, the jobs aren't there in the real world either.
Yeah, so it's a double-edged sword that we've got going on. But, you know, the schools are, you know, shifting more and more towards online learning because you got to remember they need contingency plans as well. So that's got to be fully up and running. Because if COVID does break out on a campus or, you know, let's say in a whole area of a state, those students are going to most likely be sent home like they were last year.
Going back to tuition, Jeff, does it seem as though colleges may reduce tuition on a case-by-case basis rather than just a blanket tuition reduction?
Yeah, absolutely. And that's where the appeal comes in. I've worked with a situation, for example, where both the mom and dad had been laid off, and they turned into permanent layoffs, or basically they lost their jobs because of COVID. Their places of business just cannot have them back. They don't have enough business to support it. We went back to the college. We did a formal appeal with them, and we got a significant discount in tuition for that student who is returning as a sophomore in the fall.
And, you know, that's something that you might not think you would even be able to do, to kind of go back and renegotiate almost the price.
Right. You got to remember, too, that colleges are a business. And we think of this college experience as the higher education and the learning environment. But colleges are there as a business, and they spend a lot of time and money marketing. Their objective is to fill the seats and get as much income in for that college as possible. And if they're in fear of having half-empty classrooms, or let's say half full classrooms, they're going to try to fill those seats, because just like an airplane taking off with empty seats, it's lost opportunity.
But if you're going to ask for an appeal, you should probably do it sooner than later, right?
Oh, yeah, very. So we've been working on it. We pretty much have wrapped up and have been pretty successful this year. There's a way to do it and a way not to do it. One thing I always say is never, ever use the word negotiate. Never pin the college against another college in a manner that's going to be almost offensive to them. Most likely you'll get a rejection, or you'll get a letter saying maybe your student should consider that other college if you think it's a good deal.
Okay, so not too confrontational. It's probably some good advice there too. Hey, Jeff, thanks so much for coming on with us and helping us sort through some of these things, and a lot of good advice there. It's Jeff Boron, college financial planner for the Financial Guys, joining us live.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.